Was that one for Carter? Don't ever close the yearbook.
We need it. We absolutely need it.
We're going to get to it with Ask Adam Anything. I was with one of his fraternity brothers yesterday, Gustavus. He said he's just the same person. He said, you know what? He could be the greatest guy. We'd have so much fun. And then the next day he'd come in, he'd be morose. He wouldn't want to talk to us. I said, that's the guy. That's the guy I love. That is him. We'll get to Ask Adam Anything at the bottom of the hour. It's just over. It's time for everybody who cares about sports in Minnesota. It's never going to be good. Now, there's a blip occasionally, just like there's an eclipse occasionally. Just like, you know, maybe there's a politician, you think, hey, that person makes sense and is ethical. That rarely happens also. It's never good. And the first inkling you had that J.J. McCarthy had a sore knee, admit it. Anybody who's a fan or pays attention thought, are they cutting his leg off? I mean, what is going to happen? And it's not good. It's not good. Kevin O'Connell confirming, right knee, meniscus tear, and those are ones where I thought Kevin Seifert asked a very good question, because you look at a number of these meniscus procedures and they're all slightly different, Dave. But Karl-Anthony Towns came back sooner from meniscus tear. Jimmy Butler, 4 or 5 years before. But the for a lot of those procedures, if they continue to play or later in life, they have more knee issues tied to a meniscus situation. Whereas if you go for the other surgical procedure, that person doesn't come back for months and months and months. But the idea is you're not going to have more of the issues that pop up. So here's McCarthy, and I wasn't glued to it, I'll be honest. If the practice game was in my backyard, I'd watch for a little bit, and then I'd close the blinds. And by the way, the beautiful blinds from Pella Windows and Doors.
Yes.
Right there, you know. McCarthy had moments. McCarthy had some moments where he looked pretty good. And either way, he's 21. They finally draft a quarterback. They draft him as high as they've ever drafted a quarterback. And boom, here we go again. They can't, even KOC, studying the film, cannot find where he got hurt. I've got it for you, KOC. It's just because he plays for a Minnesota sport.
That's when he put on the purple jersey.
That's it. You put on any sort of injury. We'll probably find a Buxton who walked to the dugout yesterday. He's probably needs to have his hip replaced.
Maybe both.
Maybe both
hips. Could be a double replacement.
Maybe, but
entire pelvis. Can they do the entire pelvis?
I don't know. Do we do pelvis replacement? I don't know. Anthony Edwards is a rocket ship right now. Right? Olympian. I don't know. Where is he now? Maybe the sixth or seventh best player in the game, and he's still a kid. He'll probably announce he's retiring to go play football for the Dallas Cowboys. Collier, another star for the Lynx. She's going to say she's had enough. She's going to leave right now on top.
That's already been done with that franchise.
Kirill. Yeah, well, if she has Maya Moore, what Maya Moore thinks of Cheryl Reeve, same thing might happen. Kirill's going to get kidnapped by some communists, and we're never going to hear from him again in Russia.
Well, we've always already had, at least 1 or 2 years where we weren't sure if he was going to make it back.
Yeah, exactly. Do we know if he's in the United States of America now? Because they're going to training camp pretty soon. Just accept it. If you are, especially if you're a sports, I'm just a sports observer. Except for the Wolves. I want the Wolves to win still. But I'm just an observer. Even I just, okay, here we're showing highlights on McAfee's show. God, he looks fine. Nice throw. Had the touchdown with JJ talking to PA. You like that, Paul, or whatever he said. But now, meniscus surgery. It's over, boys and girls. You need, keep watching, but just like we just started a poll. In the newsroom, did you participate?
No, I'm not aware of this poll.
Mark Fry's baby, when Mark's wife is going to give birth. We put some money. Apparently, you don't care about Mark Fry?
No, nobody invited me because they probably know if it involves money, I'm out.
Yeah. I said, are we guessing who the real father is?
But no, that's not kind.
Yeah, they didn't think
that's not very nice.
I guess everybody else did think that was kind of funny. I'm not sure Mark did. I thought we were doing like a Jerry Springer sort of situation. Who is the real father? Maybe other newsman, you know, Paul Bloom would come in, Lou Ragusa. No, I'm kidding.
Povich doing the testing.
Of course, Maury would come back. So now here's how you watch sports. You get your chart and you lay out your key players. When will they either get hurt or when will their play just plummet? Because that happens too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're thinking, we got a guy. He's really good. And then he doesn't turn out to be as good, or then he just turns out to be not even close to me. Like Towns would be an example. Towns is still a very good player, all-star. But back-to-back years, general manager said, we'd like to build a franchise around him. And every team would still take Carl Towns. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But has he lived up to that type of hype? No. So just this is just watch your sports, whichever sport it might be. Say, when is the next star going to get hurt? That's a more realistic way to look at sports in this state, don't you think? We don't win titles anymore.
Well, I mean,
the Lynx did.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the star player left for multiple reasons, including she did not want to hear one more word from the head coach.
Allegedly.
Mm-mm.
I never heard that officially.
Let's say some sources have said that one. There were other reasons, but
hey, they're not going on the record.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, yeah,
put your name behind it. Let's go.
That's true. When Maxie broke the story that Maya Moore wasn't coming back, and he turned out to be 1,000% correct, 1,000% correct. Cheryl was lecturing him. Well, Maxie was right, you know. So let's pose this question. What is the biggest sports disappointment of your life?
Oh, my. That's a long list for a lot of people.
Yeah. And by the way, it could be losing in the consolation round of the championship match of the Northland Invitational. Mm-hmm. Could, hypothetically, it could be that.
Could be losing you as the Timberwolves play-by-play guy.
Yeah. I think we're going to need to be here 2042. And then maybe we might get it. Well, for me, the paycheck, for sure. My biggest sports disappointment that I still don't get a nice, big, fat stack of cash from the Timberwolves. And also per diem. Per diem was so good. I'd be on the road and they'd say, not only getting paid to do this game, here's like $90 to go buy food.
Wow. Nice deal.
That's a nice deal. Timberwolves.
Did you get to keep what you didn't spend?
Yeah. You did not have to itemize it or anything.
Oh, man. I'd stop at the gas station for a chuck wagon and pocket $87.
We're going to get to that topic also sometime this week because I faced a gas station dilemma. And I was trying to decide which food to eat. What is your go-to gas station food? We'll get to that later in the week. But Ethan and Tanky and Glenn or Alex or Mark, if you still want to send me per diem. I mean, Alan's great. Alan's my friend. I don't want to take his job. I just per diem.
Yeah.
I do it.
That's not asking a whole lot.
What is... And more likely it's a Minnesota sports disappointment, but if you would have some fun with this too and say, you know, 11 years old and we played the Cardinals and the Lionel Lakes Championship and I struck out with the bases loaded. You want to share that? You could. And then what's the worst Minnesota sports injury? What is the one that still stays with you? And let's just get to one right away. Does puck in the eye count? It's not an injury.
No.
It's a medical calamity that people face. But here's Kirby Bleepin' Puckett, the most popular athlete in the history of this state. Just raking, let's go with the baseball term, against Greg Maddux, kidding him from second base, calling him Picasso. And the next day wakes up and walks in with blurry vision and says, I slept wrong. And he never will play again.
Yeah.
It's still stunning. how fast that happened. So, the greatest sports disappointment in your life, if you want to say personally, fine. Probably more the professionals, but we like humor. We like the absurdity on the show. And tell me the Minnesota sports injury that still guts you. That it, to this day, it hurts. Like for me and the Wolves, it was the Cassell injury, right? I fully believe they beat the Lakers if Cassell stays healthy. I don't know about Detroit because the Pistons are playing so great. But that one, for me, for the team, I firmly wanted to win then and still do a little bit just with the affiliation. What do you got? We take phone calls. Do we still take phone calls in this show?
It's allowed.
We take texts. Is it still the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line?
I bet it is.
Yeah, let's go. We're tanned. We're rested. Yeah, kind of. And ready. 651-461-9226. Okay, I'm tanned. That's it. I kind of wondered if you might pivot once the McCarthy injury happened to a different theme.
I considered knee-related songs. I didn't know if I had enough time to come up with 8 or 9 knee-specific tunes.
Knee songs. What do we have today, sir?
We're going off the Obama summer playlist.
Yeah.
Revealed yesterday. At least the last few years he's put it out, Obama. It's a cool idea.
I think he's been doing this even going back to president, right?
Probably.
Is he really doing it or is it just a flunky doing it?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me. It gives me an easy bumper theme for a
that's
day.
That's it. You're just looking.
What do I care?
All right, here we go. We're getting a lot of texts. Let's keep getting both because we're getting a lot of injuries. So it's with the – if you're just tuning in, Kevin O'Connell confirming that J.J. McCarthy is going to have surgery on his right knee, some level of a torn meniscus. They're going to have to see how severe it is to know if he comes back in the short term or he's out long term. They don't have a date yet for the meniscus. I don't know if this is one, Dave, or they could say we need to wait for the swelling to go down, or it's just they don't want to announce when the surgery is. So my point is, it's just accept it. Minnesota's predetermined to have a soul-crushing loss or an injury. Just finally accept it. Still watch, but just, and by the way, if they win in October, if Twins win in June, that's great. Enjoy those games, but know in the end, someone's arm is going to fall off.
It's quite possible, but yeah. You know what? The Minnesota sports fan that wants to look for the silver lining can say, you know what? Now there's no pressure on the kid in year one.
Yep.
He can study. He can learn. He can't practice probably most or all of the season, which is a bummer, but hey, there's no fan base screaming to put him in because Sam Darnold is only so-so.
What if this is all concocted by KOC
it is
and Kwesi, and they've got JJ to rip apart his meniscus just to go along with the bit?
I think, you know what? He's clearly a team guy.
He's a team
guy. No question.
Okay, so what is the most soul-crushing loss for you as a Minnesotan? And what is the loss that just crushes you? Here's an old schooler. Vikings lost to the Chiefs in the 70 Super Bowl. They were favored by, what, 15 points or something? Just crushed. And Hank Stram just belittling them.
65 toss power trip. Ha ha, boys. Matriculate that ball down the field.
Exactly. It was a fair catch. Iowa versus Gopher. You know, on that one, to my Gopher followers here, you had a lousy season last year. You just did. So you still should feel good about the Iowa game, but you don't have to bring that up 5,000 times.
Oh, yes, you do.
I mean.
Oh, yes, you do.
I mean, Iowa.
That's wonderful to poke at the Hawkeye fans about because they are still angry.
They still are, but they also had a three times better season.
No, their defense did.
Have they scored in their fall practices yet?
Still working.
Their summer practice. Pox glaucoma. A lot of people saying that. John Castino back injury. That's another old schooler, right? Because rookie of the year, maybe 1980, and was going to have a great career, and then the back injury changed everything. Tony O's knee injury and the botched surgery. You look at Tony's numbers early. Phenomenal. He was on pace to be the best Twins player ever. Just everything he was doing. And he obviously played more after that and the DH, but not even close. Kirk Cousins, for sure. We could have had a great season if he would have stayed healthy. So that's last year's injury. They started 1-4 with Kirk last year. That's the part that is so omitted, and I hear a lot of my friends who are just lamenting Kirk and that injury. Kirk was 1-4 when they were he was a QB when they were 1-4, right? So stop telling me he was brilliant last year and completely understood the offense. He had a scintillating game against the 49ers the week before, Monday Night Football, and they were crushing the Packers. But we really believe that was going to be the moment where Kirk was going to go from anywhere from the 9th to the 12th best quarterback to he was going to be the 2nd or 3rd. I'm not buying.
Why did you have to stop at 2nd or 3rd?
Yeah, just go first.
He was going to be Montana.
Hey, lay off Mark. My mom was at his baby shower and said he's a really nice guy. I have no idea what this person is talking about. I know a lot of Marks who are nice guys. Do you know any Marks that are jerks? Do you know Mark in your life who's a jerk?
No, I don't think so. Teddy, Mark Fry, is that who he's referring to?
Oh, maybe that's who.
That's got to be it.
That's who it is. Mark's a great guy.
Yeah.
We're kidding.
He's fine.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater training camp. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That's another giant, giant projection by Minnesota sports fans that off a decent rookie year, right? Nothing better. And then was it Carolina where he was weaving through the field like he looked like Gale Sayers in that yeah. preseason game? So then we were convinced he was going to be Brady. We don't quite know that. Harmon Killebrew, all-star game. True, although he came back the next year and was an absolute monster. Frankie Liriano, how about that one?
That's the one that always sticks with me. 06, 12-3 through I think 20 some starts he had.
Well, what stands out to me most is you had a series in Houston where you had, I think it was Liriano against Clemens, and I think he had Johan against Pettit or something. And you thought, that's Morneau's MVP year, right? That's when Gardy had the talk with him and said, you know, get your head out of your nowhere. And then Maurer was just Maurer. What was that?
06 was the MVP year.
Liriano
was the best pitcher in baseball for a good portion of that season.
This individual says when Chad and Barrero broke up. 2001. My biggest sports disappointment? Meeting my childhood hero, Harry Peter Grant, at his garage sale, and he was extremely rude. He was just negotiating. He probably just said, I'm not negotiating with you. Bud did want no part of negotiation.
Yeah, don't lowball him. Mm-mm, that's not kind.
I think those folks, and I'm having some fun. I think those folks who would go to a garage sale and they add him as a buck, and then they say, how about 50 cents? They should be removed. Right? It's a buck. Don't be the Harrigan. Seeing our North Stars go to Dallas. That's a problem. Prince is Minnesota's biggest loss ever. Now, Prince is a sports fan, but we're not talking individuals who passed and it stays with
That's a pretty good hooper from what everyone says.
Carter's lingering groin injury, which caused him to step away from South St. Paul. D-level senior men's hockey. Tragic. That's a great text. So good. Adam's here next. Oh, yeah, we got the backup whistling. It's very...
With vibrato, by the way.
Yes. Let's go right to the text here. Adam, your favorite all-time pro wrestler is... Now, you're...
I'm not a huge wrestling guy.
Yeah, I'm the wrestling guy of this group in particular because right now, I think Quentin's favorite thing in life is wrestling.
Yeah.
I could turn wrestling on in my house constantly. So Monday Night Raw was on last night. I did not have Q because of some scheduling issues. That's normally day for me. Normally, I last about 30 minutes or so. And then I go, you go in your room, I'll go in my room. So you're more old school.
Yeah, I'd be old school. Yeah, I wouldn't be a newer guy.
Well, you blew off jumping Jim Brunzel at Herbie's right before Springsteen's. We know it's not that. He did, Dave.
I didn't blow him off.
I believe he did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's what he did.
I don't have time for you. I don't care who you were. I was more of the other killer bee, whoever the other guy was. Who was the other killer bee?
Brian Blair? Was that the guy's name? Something like that, right? That's good that you remember he was in the killer
bees. Killer bees, man. Yeah. Just because I got to interview him one time, Baron von Raschke. You know, he kind of walked that fine line between, Nazism.
So in other words, you like Nazis? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. The guy who's just from parts unknown. There's always a guy from parts unknown with a mask on.
I love when we had the Iron Sheik Kerrigan.
Yeah.
And depending upon what was going on in the world, he might be from Iran.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he's from Iraq.
Versatile. Yeah, it's versatile.
Two neighbors.
Jabroni. Cool.
Two countries that get along very well, just mix and match Iran and Iraq. Adam, is it acceptable to wear a loincloth at the beach? A loincloth?
Depends what beach.
Closest thing to a loincloth you've ever worn in public? Nothing?
Nothing comes to mind. I mean, I've gone out to get the paper sometimes and...
Excuse me?
Boxer shorts.
No shirt?
No, sure not.
Sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talking front porch or all the way down to the end of the driveway?
All the way down to the end of the driveway.
Didn't realize Dino Cicerelli had returned back to... Think about that. Dino was going out with the robe open and picking up the paper and thought that was fine. Mm-mm. Dave, are you suggesting by your silence it's okay?
Some people might say that is fine.
Adam, any thoughts on the upcoming Huey Lewis Curb Your Enthusiasm type of show? Have you heard about this?
No.
Huey is going to play himself, and I think what's going on in his life right now, and I assume part of it's going to talk about his hearing issues, how he... It's a very sad situation, right? It's not like I loved Huey Lewis in the news, but Huey Lewis, what a voice.
Yeah. Like
phenomenal voice.
And that show, that documentary they had about the We Are the World making, he was like the star of it. I mean, he was like the pinch hitter who came in for Prince.
He was unbelievable with his voice. And the idea, I just saw a quick blurb on it, where he's going to kind of break the wall and talk. He seems kind of funny, but, I mean, if he's comparing himself to Larry, get out of here. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it could be good. Have either one of you guys watched Presumed Innocent? It's Apple, though. I don't know. You don't have Apple, right? Do you have Apple?
I have Apple. Mm-hmm.
You have not started?
I have not started. Is it good?
I liked it. I won't give too many details.
Is it a documentary, docuseries?
No. So it's Scott Turow's book. Scott Turow put out, this is his first book. This is, was this late 80s, early 90s? And it's about a law office and a couple who are having an affair, and the woman dies. The woman is murdered. And how it ends up implicating the guy who she was having the affair with. The Turow book was great. The movie was Harrison Ford.
I was going to say,
in the book, I think it's late 80s, and the movie's early 90s. It's peak Harrison Ford, and he's fantastic. The book and movie stay true to the ending. So Apple came out, 8 episodes, Jake Gyllenhaal is now playing Rusty Savage. And it's third for me, but I think you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a show that you've really enjoyed this summer?
I watched that Alone series. Is really good. It's on Netflix. It's a reality series, but it's like where they drop 10 people off in very remote Canada, and they give them, they have their own camera. So
okay.
They film themselves and they have to eat whatever they can find or fish.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
How do you think I'd hold up with that?
I wouldn't hold up very well.
You'd beat me.
I just started that. I don't think it's actually, I just saw the documentary about Charlie Trotter, the chef in Chicago who had the very famous restaurant.
Right.
It was pretty good. I watched like House of the Dragon. It's
The reviews were pretty bad.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
You're making a BLT. I'm working a lot of your texts here. I appreciate it. How about more? We'd love more texts here. 651-461-9226. You're making a BLT. Go ahead and tell people.
It's my sandwich of the summer.
Yeah, but
summer of the sandwich.
Yeah, but you're not adding the T, right?
No T.
Yeah. Think about that.
Good for him.
He's low T. Are you applauding that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh tomatoes are gross.
They are gross.
Fresh tomatoes are fantastic.
You add a T, you just make it turkey instead of tomato. Turn it into
a little club
situation.
Duluth drop, Va Bene, phenomenal Italian place up there. I just had the best tomatoes of my life at Va Bene. The person wants to know, do you reach?
Kind of like having the best colonoscopy of your life.
Woo! Get out of here. Va Bene says dead to you. You guys would love that place. Do you reach for the mayo or the Miracle Whip?
Mayo.
I would rather put my head in a guillotine myself with either option. No, you're mayo.
I'm mayo guy.
Did you guys see the Will Levis video today?
No.
He's the quarterback for the...
He's the mayo in his coffee.
Yeah, mayo in the coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like a mayo cologne. And it's a video, and he's like, he's got the open shirt, and he's a good-looking guy.
Hellman's.
It's funny. It is very funny. All right, we're going to pause right here. We still do commercials on this show? It's been a while.
We do, yeah.
All right, it's 46 past 12. Adam is here. Let's get more texts. Come on, human beings. 651-461-9226. When we talk K&S, I will absolutely talk K&S. Today, when it's 80, for sure I've got that air conditioner on at home. It is a reliable, credible, friendly company. 36 years in the business. Huge new office, showroom. A plant where they have all the air conditioners and furnaces for K&S Heating and Air in the South Metro. They do it all. K&S Heating and Air, plumbing, and electric. This offer continues because the response has been phenomenal. For $7,795, what do you get? A Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and a Lennox furnace. At minimum. Have them come out and give you a free inspection. Take a look. Maybe everything's fine. Maybe you just need a tune-up because summer's going to last a couple more months. Well, I could go by Adam's calendar. I don't know when summer. I guess it's the fall classic.
This is the last full week of summer.
Yeah, it's the fall classic next week for the fair. So get that fall tune-up, according to Adam, when you go to ksheating.com. Well, we know why Adam didn't add any condiments to your potbelly sandwich. You don't like mayo, Miracle Whip, or ranch.
That's a point.
That's a fair point.
Should have gave him a tomato sandwich for him. There you go, buddy.
Buddy boy.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Earl in a long time. Maybe Earl will check in. Adam, when you were a kid, did you collect anything? Examples, stamps, baseball card, coins. Did you have something?
Matchbox cars.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice Matchbox car collection. Tried the, had a few baseball cards. I had the 87 Topps set, which was like the set to have. But then I think a buddy of mine, actually, I shouldn't say buddy, but I had a kid over, and I think he stole some of those cards.
Like, really?
The 87 Topps set was like, I think Kirby's rookie was in there. Or no, this would have, 85. 85 Topps set?
Puck was a rookie in 84.
So maybe it was 84. No. Somebody will know, but it was like, it had like the USA baseball cards in it. Somebody will, I think.
Probably was 84 then because of the 84 Olympics.
Yeah, maybe that was
right?
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no.
Dave, kid, collecting things?
A lot of cards.
A lot of baseball cards.
Mostly baseball, but, you know, some football, basketball. But we had boxes and
I love the old three-ring binder with the, you know, the plastic sheets. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
You get your copy of Beckett magazine so you could look up, oh, I've got this Dan Marino card. It's worth 7 cents. it's growing.
I remember back, think of this. I remember the old NFL football cards when they couldn't have the logo of the team on the cards. They're just the guys with purple helmets, like, plays for the Minnesota team.
We still have some of those ads now where it just looks so weird. Beer cans.
Oh, yeah.
My buddies and I went through a beer. Oh, yeah, we got the backup whistling. It's very.
With vibrato, by the way.
Yes. Let's go right to the text here. Adam, your favorite all-time pro wrestler is. Now, you're.
I'm not a huge wrestling guy.
Yeah, I'm the wrestling guy of this group in particular because right now. I think Quentin's favorite thing in life is wrestling.
Yeah.
I could turn wrestling on in my house constantly. So Monday Night Raw was on last night. I did not have Q because of some scheduling issues. That's normally a day for me. Normally, I last about 30 minutes or so. And then I go, you go in your room, I'll go in my room. So you're more old school.
Yeah, I'd be old school. Yeah, I wouldn't be a newer guy.
Well, you blew off jumping Jim Brunzel at Herbie's right before Springsteen's. We know it's not that. He did, Dave.
I didn't blow him off.
I believe he did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's what he did. Nice.
Oh, yeah, I don't have time for you. I don't care who you were. I was more of the other killer bee, whoever the other guy was. who was the other killer bee?
Brian Blair? Was that the guy's name? Something like that, right? That's good that you remember he was in the Killer Bees,
man. Yeah. Just because I got to interview him one time, Baron von Raschke. You know, he kind of walked that fine line between, you know, Nazism.
So in other words, you like Nazis? Is that what you're saying? Is that
I don't know. Or the guy who's just from parts unknown. There's always a guy from parts unknown with a mask on.
I love when we had the Iron Sheik Kerrigan.
Yeah.
And depending upon what was going on in the world, he might be from Iran.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he's from Iraq.
Versatile. Yeah, it's versatile.
Two neighbors.
Jabroni. Cool.
Two countries that get along very well. Just mix and match Iran and Iraq. Adam, is it acceptable to wear a loincloth at the beach? A loincloth.
Depends what beach.
Closest thing to a loincloth you've ever worn in public? Nothing?
Nothing comes to mind. I mean, I've gone out to get the paper sometimes and
excuse me?
Boxer shorts.
No shirt?
No, sure not.
Sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talking front porch or all the way down to the end of the driveway?
All the way down to the end of the driveway.
And realize Dino Cicerelli had returned back to. Think about that. Dino was going out with the robe open. And picking up the paper and thought that was fine. Mm-mm. Dave, are you suggesting by your silence it's okay?
Some people might say that is fine.
Adam, any thoughts on the upcoming Huey Lewis Curb Your Enthusiasm type of show? Have you heard about this?
No.
Huey is going to play himself. And I think what's going on in his life right now, and I assume part of it's going to talk about his hearing issues, how it's a very sad situation, right? It's not like I loved Huey Lewis in the news, but Huey Lewis, what a voice.
Yeah. Like
phenomenal voice.
And that show, that documentary they had about the We Are the World making, he was like the star of it. I mean, he was like the pinch hitter who came in for Prince.
He was unbelievable with his voice. And the idea, I just saw a quick blurb on it. Where he's going to kind of break the wall and talk. He seems kind of funny, but, I mean, if he's comparing himself to Larry, get out of here. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it could be good. Have either one of you guys watched Presumed Innocent? It's Apple, though. I don't know. You don't have Apple, right? Do you have Apple?
I have Apple. Mm-hmm.
You have not started?
I have not started. Is it good?
I liked it. I won't give too many details.
Is it a documentary, docuseries?
No. So it's Scott Turow's book. Scott Turow put out, this is his first book. This is, God, was this late 80s, early 90s? And it's about a law office and a couple who are having an affair, and the woman dies. The woman is murdered. And how it ends up implicating the guy who she was having the affair with. The Turow book was great. The movie was Harrison Ford.
I was going to say,
In the book, I think, is late 80s, and the movie's early 90s. It's peak Harrison Ford. And he's fantastic. The book and movie stay true to the ending. So Apple came out, 8 episodes. Jake Gyllenhaal is now playing Rusty Savage. And it's third for me, but I think you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a show that you've really enjoyed this summer?
I watched that Alone series. Is really good. It's on Netflix. It's a reality series, but it's like where they drop 10 people off in very remote Canada, and they give them have their own camera. So they film themselves, and they have to eat whatever they can find or fish.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
How do you think I'd hold up with that?
I wouldn't hold up very well.
You'd beat me.
I just started that. I don't think it's – actually, I just saw the documentary about Charlie Trotter, the chef in Chicago who had the very famous restaurant.
Right.
It was pretty good. I watched like House of the Dragon. It's
The reviews were pretty bad.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
You're making a BLT. I'm working a lot of your texts here. I appreciate it. How about more? We'd love more texts here. 651-461-9226. You're making a BLT. Go ahead and tell people.
It's my sandwich of the summer.
Yeah, but
summer of the sandwich.
Yeah, but you're not adding the tea, right?
No tea.
Yeah, think about that.
He's
low tea. Are you applauding that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh tomatoes are gross.
They are gross.
Fresh tomatoes are fantastic.
You add a tea, you just make it turkey instead of tomato. Turn it into
a
club situation.
Gross. Duluth drop, Va Bene, phenomenal Italian place up there. I just had the best tomatoes of my life at Va Bene. The person wants to know, do you reach?
Kind of like having the best colonoscopy of your life.
Woo! Get out of here. Va Bene says dead to you. You guys would love that place. Do you reach for the mayo or the Miracle Whip?
Mayo.
I would rather put my head in a guillotine myself with either option. No, you're mayo.
I'm mayo guy.
Did you guys see the Will Levis video today?
No.
He's the quarterback for the...
He's the mayo in his coffee.
Yeah,
guy.
Mayo in the coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like a mayo cologne. And it's a video, and he's like, he's got the open shirt, and he's a good-looking guy.
Hellman's.
It's funny. It is very funny. All right, we're going to pause right here. We still do commercials on this show? It's been a while.
We do, yeah.
All right, it's 46 past 12. Adam is here. Let's get more text. Come on, human beings. 651-461. 9226. When we talk K&S, I will absolutely talk K&S. Today, when it's 80, for sure I've got that air conditioner on at home. It is a reliable, credible, friendly company. 36 years in the business. Huge new office, showroom. A plant where they have all the air conditioners and furnaces for K&S Heating and Air in the South Metro. They do it all. K&S Heating and Air, plumbing, and electric. This offer continues because the response has been phenomenal. For $7,795, what do you get? A Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and a Lennox furnace. At minimum. Have them come out and give you a free inspection. Take a look. Maybe everything's fine. Maybe you just need to tune up because summer's going to last a couple more months. Well, I could go by Adam's calendar. I don't know when summer. I guess it's the fall classic.
This is the last full week of summer.
Yeah, it's the fall classic next week for the fair. So get that fall tune-up, according to Adam, when you go to ksheating.com. Well, we know why Adam didn't add any condiments to your potbelly sandwich. You don't like mayo, Miracle Whip, or ranch.
That's the point.
That's a fair point.
Should have gave him a tomato sandwich for him. There you go, buddy.
Buddy boy.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Earl in a long time. Maybe Earl will check in. Adam, when you were a kid, did you collect anything? Examples, stamps, baseball card, coins. Did you have something?
Matchbox cars.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice matchbox car collection. Tried the, had a few baseball cards. I had the, like, the 87 top set, which was like the set to have. But then I think a buddy of mine, actually, I shouldn't say buddy, but I had a kid over, and I think he stole some of those cards.
Like, really?
The 87 top set was like, I think Kirby's rookie was in there. Or no, this would have, yeah, 85. 85 top set?
Puck was a rookie in 84.
So maybe it was 84. No. Somebody will know, but it was like, it had like the USA baseball cards in it. Somebody will, I think.
Probably it was 84 then, because of the 84 Olympics.
Yeah, maybe that was
right?
It.
Yeah.
But yeah. Other than that, no.
Dave, kid, collecting things?
A lot of cards.
A lot of baseball cards?
Mostly baseball, but, you know, some football, basketball. But we had boxes and
I love the old three-ring binder with the, you know, the plastic sheets. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
You get your copy of Beckett magazine so you could look up, oh, I've got this Dan Marino card. It's worth 7 cents.
Yes.
Ah, it's growing.
I remember back, think of this. I remember the old NFL football cards when they couldn't have the logo of the team on the cards. Yeah. They're just the guys with purple helmets, like, plays for the Minnesota team.
We still have some of those ads now where it just looks so weird. I beer cans.
Oh, yeah.
My buddies and I went through a beer can.
A lot of guys had, you know, up in the top, they had the row of cans up in the.
Now they do the growlers. The growler row in the garage, the basement.
So when I started with the Wolves in the early 90s, broadcasters were given basketball cards back then. So they're somewhere in my house. Are they worth anything? I mean, I'm assuming Jordan and some of the names of the early 90s are in there.
Probably not.
I would guess no, right?
There'd be a gem in there, but yeah, for like $5.
More and more of these businesses saw another story about it today where they're cracking down on the shared passwords, whether it's the Netflix, whether it's Costco, you name it. Are you okay with that? Where do you stand on the effort they have to put in to make sure that it's only you and the lobster with that card as opposed to sharing it with me and Dave and others?
Yeah, we talked about this last week with Jordana because like her kid was getting stopped. Like the Costco one, I get, apparently they're cracking down on it, but nobody's ever really looked, other than just showing it when I come in and then like you scan it when you check out. Nobody's physically made sure that I'm the person on that card.
I've never had that once either. David, any of the places have you had the match with the ID?
Nope.
They must be doing something though, trying to do that, right?
They're probably losing a lot of money.
Among the techs here, we've got people who are well aware of the baseball card situation. Bo Jackson rookie card in 87 tops.
Yeah, it was 87 tops, I think. That was the
so
was 87.
They're saying Pucks, tops, rookie, 85, Fleer, 84. I guess, you know, he came up in 84, so maybe they didn't have time to put the card until the 85 situation. McGuire and Canseco, 87 tops rookie cards.
It was 85. 85, because I just looked it up.
Somebody's just saying.
The USA baseball cards, they had like McGuire was on that team, like Will Clark, a lot of rookies in that one.
Why are you broadcasting the bold and beautiful in Spanish the last 2 days? Get it back in English. So let's get to this one, because people still, and by the way, I'm going after WCCO TV later in the show for I thought a headline that needed a lot more information about Ryan Londgren. We're owned by two different companies. And CBS still owns WCCO TV. Odyssey owns us, a bankrupt company. Are we ever getting out of bankruptcy? Is that situation ever getting resolved, or are we just going to stay bankrupt? I thought this was going to happen months and months ago.
I was sent a bunch of documents that we've all been sent the packet of, because they have to send us all the, like, the bankruptcy filing. And you never got that?
I don't think I got that.
Yeah, I got a packet with all the.
Dave, did you get a packet?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't. Should we? TV's not going to cut the cord. We're first. Obviously, radio was ahead of TV. Should we cut the cord and no longer be WCCO?
No.
No. How come?
I think those call letters are much too valuable to cut the cord on.
You agree?
Yes.
I do, too. I do. I wish for we get some benefits to it also. I'll add, I don't get this on the news side. We still, and you're a former news veteran, we still only play sound bites from WCCO TV during news. Why? Why don't we play Channel 5 sound bites?
I don't know.
Fox 9 sound bites. Care 11. We have nothing to do with WCCO TV. Anybody who comes on, I mean, we have people on your show, our show, from different outlets. I don't know why we still just do that.
I don't know.
Can you convince TV to dump WCCO TV? Okay. Yeah, Lindsay, explain that one.
WCCO TV and WCCO Radio are both CBS News affiliates.
Oh, so okay.
We can use their sound because of that.
Okay, so we can't with Care or...
We can if we credit them and ask for permission.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, we don't need to.
Because we can get it from TV.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. That was good info. What else do I have for you? Let's see. Let me get to a couple texts here since we're going next one. Something about a Colbert clip about Walls. What do you think of Walls so far and what he's done?
I think he's been very, very good.
Yeah. Better than you expected?
Oh, absolutely.
Do we think the National Guard situation is going to stay as a part of the conversation for much longer?
Yes.
I do, too. And I also, I still think the question is out there, when did he find out? Right?
Mm-hmm.
When did he find out that they were going to war? And what, did he step away before or after? I think that I still would like to see that resolved. We got to go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Adam, check him out tomorrow with Jordan at 9. Well, we know why Adam didn't add any condiments to your potbelly sandwich. You don't like mayo, Miracle Whip,
yeah,
or ranch.
That's a point.
That's a fair point.
Should have gave him a tomato sandwich for him. There you go, buddy.
Buddy boy. Yeah, we haven't heard from Earl in a long time. Maybe Earl will check in. Adam, when you were a kid, did you collect anything? Examples, stamps, baseball card, coins. Did you have something?
Matchbox cars.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice matchbox car collection. Tried the, had a few baseball cards. I had the, like, the 87 top set, which was like the set to have. But then I think a buddy of mine, actually, I shouldn't say buddy, but I had a kid over, and I think he stole some of those cards.
Like, really?
The 87 top set was like... I think Kirby's rookie was in there. Or no, this would have been 85. 85 top set?
Puck was a rookie in 84.
So maybe it was 80. No, no. Somebody will know, but it was like, it had like the USA baseball cards in it. Somebody will, I think.
Probably was 84 then because of the 84 Olympics.
Yeah, maybe that was
right?
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no.
Dave, kid, collecting things?
A lot of cards.
A lot of baseball cards?
Mostly baseball, but, you know, some football, basketball. But we had boxes and
I love the old three-ring binder with the, you know, the plastic sheets. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
You get your copy of Beckett magazine so you could look up, oh, I've got this Dan Marino card. It's worth 7 cents.
Yes.
Ah, it's growing.
I remember back, think of this. I remember the old NFL football cards when they couldn't have the logo of the team on the cards. Yeah. They're just the guys with purple helmets like, plays for the Minnesota team.
We still have some of those ads now where it just looks so weird. I beer cans.
Oh, yeah.
My buddies and I went through a beer can.
A lot of guys had, you know, up in the top, they had the row of cans up in the
Now they do the growlers. The growler row in the garage, the basement.
So when I started with the Wolves in the early 90s, broadcasters were given basketball cards back then. So they're somewhere in my house. Are they worth anything? I mean, I'm assuming Jordan and some of the names of the early 90s are in there.
Probably not.
I would guess no, right?
There'd be a gem in there, but yeah, like $5.
More and more of these businesses saw another story about it today where they're cracking down on the shared passwords, whether it's the Netflix, whether it's Costco, you name it. Are you okay with that? Where do you stand on the effort they have to put in to make sure that it's only you and the lobster with that card, as opposed to sharing it with me and Dave and others?
Yeah, we talked about this last week with Jordana, because like her kid was getting stopped. Like the Costco one, I get apparently they're cracking down on it, but nobody's ever really looked, other than just showing it when I come in, and then like you scan it when you check out. Nobody's physically made sure that I'm the person on that card.
I've never had that once either. David, any of the places have you had the match with the ID?
Nope.
They must be doing something, though, trying to do that,
yeah,
right?
They're probably losing a lot of money.
Among the techs here, we've got people who are well aware of the baseball card situation. Bo Jackson rookie card in 87 Tops.
Yeah, it was 87 Tops, I think. That was the
so
was 87.
They're saying Pucks, Tops, rookie 85, Fleer 84. I guess, you know, he came up in 84. So maybe they didn't have time to put the card until the 85 situation. McGuire and Canseco, 87 Tops rookie cards.
It was 85, because I just looked
that's
it up. Yeah,
I had just saying.
The yeah. USA baseball cards, they had like McGuire was on that team, like Will Clark, a lot of rookies in that one.
Why are you broadcasting the Bold and Beautiful in Spanish the last 2 days? Get it back in English. So let's get to this one, because people still – and by the way, I'm going after WCCO TV later in the show for I Thought a Headline that needed a lot more information about Ryan Londgren. We're owned by two different companies. And CBS still owns WCCO TV. Odyssey owns us, a bankrupt company. Are we ever getting out of bankruptcy? Is that situation ever getting resolved, or are we just going to stay bankrupt? I thought this was going to happen months and months ago.
I was sent a bunch of documents that we've all been sent the packet of, because they have to send us all the like the bankruptcy filing. And you never got that?
I don't think I got that.
Yeah, I got a packet with all the.
Dave, did you get a packet?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't. Should we? TV's not going to cut the cord. We're first. Obviously, radio was ahead of TV. Should we cut the cord and no longer be WCCO?
No.
No. How come?
I think those call letters are much too valuable to cut the cord on.
You agree?
Yes.
I do, too. I do. I wish we get some benefits to it also. I'll add, I don't get this on the news side. We still, and you're a former news veteran, we still only play sound bites from WCCO TV during news. Why? Why don't we play Channel 5 sound bites?
I don't know.
Fox 9 sound bites. Care 11. We have nothing to do mm-hmm. with WCCO TV. Anybody who comes on, I mean, we have people on your show, our show, from different outlets. I don't know why we still just do that.
I don't know.
Can you convince TV to dump WCCO TV? Okay. Yeah, Lindsay, explain that one.
WCCO TV and WCCO Radio are both CBS News affiliates,
so we
can use their sound because of that.
Okay, so we can't with Care or...
We can if we credit them and ask for permission,
yeah.
But generally speaking, we don't need to.
Because we can get it from TV.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. That was good info. What else do I have for you? Let's see. Let me get to a couple texts here since we're going on next one. Something about a Colbert clip about Walls. What do you think of Walls so far and what he's done?
I think he's been very, very good.
Yeah. Better than you expected?
Oh, absolutely.
Do we think the National Guard situation is going to stay as a part of the conversation for much longer?
Yes.
I do, too, and I still think the question is out there, when did he find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did he find out that they were going to war, and did he step away before or after? I think that I still would like to see that resolved. We got to go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Adam, check him out tomorrow with Jordan at 9.